As most of you know, the Max Force line has been developed for use on cockroaches, for residential and also some commercial settings like in warehouses. But this last year, John Page, our field rep down in Florida, was out with the PMP out there, and where they were doing, you know, some work with cockroaches, they found some stored product beetles dead at the base of a couple of these stations. So we wonder what's going on. So we decided to investigate and see if we could actually see some mortality just from these roach bait stations, as well as our Max Force Magnum gel. So this is the question: will the roach bait stations or the gel actually have some effect on stored product beetles? We removed the infested food. Let me get this squared away. We were trying to simulate what we would have in a situation where you're not going to be spraying. Of course, the advantage to something like this is a tremendous labor-saving program, where if you just put the station or in the commercial area, perhaps a gel, out where you suspect you've got some of these beetle problems, you don't have to do what you see here with this tremendous labor-intensive removal of all the items as you would normally have to do if you're going to spray. So this also gives us the opportunity to promote a program that would be a little greener, and as we know, that movement is taking hold. We're seeing it in pretty much not just in the municipalities and schools, but we're seeing it now as a promotional thing for a lot of industries to try to be as green as they can. And this would satisfy some of that. Looking at the station, there are these areas here that provide the access for German roaches, and of course these little areas here also provide access for beetles to get in there. So with our methods, between 20 and 30 stored product beetles were placed in an arena containing either one roach bait station or about a half a gram of the gel, the Magnum gel, which is a new product. The arena contained a food choice in our North Carolina studies, which I conducted, or no food choice, which were conducted by John Page in Florida, or contracted out to Bill Donahue with Sierra Labs up in Modesto out here. And then we followed the mortality through 7 days. Here's a look at the study arena in Florida, these little plastic boxes were the areas where we put the beetles in. And you'll see in this case we just have a station, or we have gel, but we have no other food choice. This is the arena that Bill Donahue used in Modesto. And then lastly, for my studies in North Carolina, I enlarged the arena quite a bit to these sweater boxes. They're about 32 to 34 inches long, and provided a food source, that which we found the insects in. In this case, this is bird seed for maize weevil. And these are the species that we looked at: red flower beetle, confused flower beetle, warehouse beetle, sawtooth grain beetle, flat grain beetle, rice weevil, cigarette beetle, and the maize weevil. Okay, let's look at the mortality with the rice weevil. This is from the studies done both in Florida and California, where there was no food choice. If you look at the left-hand side, those two groups of bars represent the Florida data, and the ones on the right, the red and the pink, represent the California work from Bill Donahue. And if you look at the dark blue bars, those represent the mortality for the first and second day from the roach bait station. And the lighter blue bar, the turquoise colored bar, is the mortality from the gel. And then on the right hand side, the dark red is the mortality from the station, and the light pink is the Max Force gel. And you can see we got very good mortality, especially from the station, after 2 days. The gel take that back, the gel was actually a little superior than the station, but both actually look pretty good in this situation here. And here we have cigarette beetle studies. Once again, the Florida data on the left and the California data on the right. And you'll see that, once again, both look pretty good. If you look at the second day, we got very good mortality from both the station and the gel, but in California, the gel was a little bit faster, gave us a little bit more mortality of cigarette beetle. So now we looked at a whole bunch of the others that we mentioned before, the red flower beetle, confused flower beetle, warehouse beetle, sawtooth grain beetle, and flat grain beetle. And the color lines are those that were in the presence of gels. And the little black lines would be the untreated down below here. So we didn't see much mortality at all, which is good for the study, and the untreated. And if you see through 7 days, we got very good mortality. The green line is a confused flower. The red line is the red flower, so we got very good mortality by the second day. Sawtooth grain, very good mortality up to 7 days. The warehouse beetle was a little slower, but we still got up to about 90% mortality. This is with the gel. Now, if we look at the roach bait stations, you'll see, we'll go back and forth, follow the lines here versus the lines here. You see the lines drop a bit. The roach bait stations weren't quite as effective, didn't kill quite as fast as the gel. But once again, this one I ran 7 days. And had we run this a little bit further, I think we probably would see, you know, additional mortality. But you can see there, the sawtooth grain beetle was very well controlled, and the flat grain beetle was very well controlled. Red and confused flower beetle, a little bit less as well as the warehouse beetle, where we've got around 60% control of those three after about 7 days. But still looking pretty good, considering we didn't have any idea this would work whatsoever. Now going to Clayton, where we did provide a food choice in a much larger arena, and this is maize weevil. And if you see here, if you look at the end of 7 days, you'll see that the roach station achieved about 85% control after 7 days, and that's with the choice of food. And the Magnum gel got about 97% control. Now granted, we had some untreated mortality coming up there, but we still felt pretty good up there. We had some pretty good mortality. And we actually saw in the gel, some of these weevils would actually go and feed on it and pretty much die right there. And then if we look at the sawtooth grain beetle, with roach bait stations versus the gel, the third day, the station in this case provided a little bit better mortality than the gel. After only 3 days with the food choice, we saw about 80% mortality with the roach station and about 45% with the gel. Okay, so in summary, we go across all the studies that we performed and compared the activity of the gel, which is the light blue bars, versus the station, which is the dark blue bars. You see that the general trend at the light blue bars are a little bit higher, giving us a little better mortality than the dark blue, but the gel looks a little bit better. But still, if you look at all those different pests, we still have some pretty nice activity from those roach stations. So in conclusion, these tools, the stations and the gel, will provide the PMP with an additional tool to help control stored product pest. In some cases, it potentially could substitute for a spray regime. We plan on adding these stored product beetle pest to the roach station label as a notification to EPA, which would be, I think, submitted here probably at the beginning of the year. Presently, you know, the Section 2EE allows it to be used if the site's covered. You can use these as it is, but we'll formally have that label change on the station. The gel, we're still trying to figure out with the regulatory what kind of exposure hurdles we may have to overcome, because the gel is an exposed material. Okay, any questions? Not any more than any other facility or site. I mean, that's what we recommend, you know, after several months. You know, we know that the gel is going to be active for, you know, 2 to 3, some cases even more than that. But certainly as that gel gets old, you know, that is our recommendation, is to scrape that stuff off. And also to use it properly. There's a lot of folks out there that use it as caulking material. They don't use it as it's supposed to be used, you know, in little tiny beads. So that contributes to the problem too. So if we manage it right, we scrape it off, we apply it the way it's supposed to be applied, you know, we don't anticipate that to be a big problem. Mm-hmm.
That's an interesting point.
That's a good point. We haven't, but I think we probably will. Yeah. Okay.
One more question. One more
question. Have you looked at shorter term exposure times to the store bought beetles to the gel? Because you were holding them for multiple days.
Right. Right. No. And what it appears that once they get around that gel, they perish pretty quickly. You'll see what we saw was these beetles basically dead in the vicinity of the gel. It acted pretty fast. Yeah.
I guess the question is, you have both broken grain and whole grain passing. Is it just contact or is it feeding that's causing the kill?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know. Okay. Thank you.
Great. Thanks. Thanks, Phil.